This is news from Aspen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Roger Adams. Senator Mark Udall of Colorado is in a fierce race to retain his seat against Republican Congressman Cory Gardner. Analysts say it is one of a handful of races that will determine control of the Senate this fall. As a result, national political action committees and the two major parties are pouring millions of dollars into the race. Over the weekend, Senator Udall was in Aspen fundraising and meeting voters. He sat down with us to do an interview. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Roger, always great to be in Pitkin County. The election's only 100 days away. My mission is to protect a very special way of life we have in Colorado as a United States Senator.
Some observers have called this a national race. Yours is one of a handful of Senate seats that could decide which party controls the Senate going forward. Here's a quote from the Denver Post's political reporter, Lynn Bartles, who I know you know. She says, quote, "It's weird to me because it kind of feels like what used to be our race is now such a national race. It's almost like the national U.S. Senate race that happens to be in Colorado." Is that what's happening, do you think?
What I'm focused on is letting the people of Colorado know what I've accomplished on their behalf over the last 6 years and what I will do when I'm rehired in November. And if the national pundits want to take a look at Colorado and comment, good for them. But I'm focused on continuing to serve this state. I'm focused on making sure the economy continues to grow so the middle class can have every opportunity possible. I'm focused on making sure we recover from the floods last fall. I'm focused on ensuring that we can respond to wildfires and prevent wildfires going forward. And when I think about the West Slope, I'm focused on ensuring that we protect Thompson Divide and that we set aside some additional wilderness and protected lands because they're so important to our economy and our way of life. And I'll let the national pundits comment as much as they want, but in the end, this is all about Colorado.
With all this attention, you're in a tight race. What I'm wondering is what matters to Colorado, and for the last couple of weeks, it's been this back and forth about abortion and personhood and stuff. Is that what really matters to Colorado residents, or is there something else? Is that a distraction?
What matters to Coloradans is that we protect our special way of life, and it starts with ensuring that our economy is strong and that there's broad opportunity for every Coloradan. The reason I have focused in part on personhood and women's reproductive rights is because women are more than half the workforce. Women should be empowered and respected to make their own health care decisions. And so there's a broader theme here. I believe that the decisions women make about when to work, when to bear children, when to start a family are up to them, not up to the government, not up to judges, and certainly not up to politicians. And it's a fundamental difference between Congressman Gardner and myself.
Control and regulation of oil and gas exploration and especially hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, is front and center right now in Colorado. There's going to be some ballot initiatives likely. How does the outcome of that debate affect your chances in your race?
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about this important debate we're having about hydraulic fracturing and when and where we drill for oil and gas. And I'm counting on Coloradans to find that common ground. I am on the record as saying the ballot initiatives that are proposed, I think, are clumsy tools through which to protect jobs but protect the environment. There are a lot of us who are still sitting at the table. We're going to find a way forward the way Coloradans do to, again, protect jobs, protect the environment, protect communities. We can show the country the Colorado way.
You mentioned the Thompson Divide early when we started. That's a huge issue, as you know, in the Roaring Fork Valley. Some people here are asking, aren't there just some places on Earth where we shouldn't be drilling for oil?
There are. And we want to be clear about that. In Colorado, we have been. This is the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act is upon us. One of the most seminal and important steps we took as a nation. You think we're an example for the world in protecting certain areas for posterity. And we will, I wanted your listeners to know, we will protect the Thompson Divide. It is a unique area. The values that it provides to us right now are greater than if we were to drill for oil and gas in the Thompson Divide.
Immigration is on the national radar. It sort of gets shunted aside as you're dealing with all these issues we're talking about. But what's your solution to these children who are being forced north by violence in their country?
Let me talk about the children, and then I'll talk more broadly about the need for immigration reform. These children are refugees. They're scared. They have come north because they felt they had no other option. Let's find a way to treat them in a humanitarian fashion. I support giving the president more resources to take care of these children, but let's not let them become puppets in a political debate. What the crisis shows us is the need for comprehensive immigration reform. We would fix a system that's broken. We would provide greater border security resources. We'd give employers the tools to know who they're hiring, and we'd provide a pathway for legal status to those people who are here. All the studies, Roger, show we would lift GDP, we would bring down the deficit, we would create a economic opportunity that we're missing right now. After all, America is a land of immigrants.
Attorney General Eric Holder told ABC News he has extreme concern about the current events in Iraq and Syria, that the violence there could begin to bring a new round of terrorist attacks to the West, particularly Europe and the U.S. What are the options of the U.S. right now?
Yeah, I sit on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees. Here's how I see it. ISIS is a true threat. And I've been very concerned about what's been happening in Syria and Iraq. I'm also deeply concerned that the Iraqi military hasn't stood up to the responsibilities that they have. However, we're not going to put more troops back into Iraq. The Iraqis and the people in that region are going to have to find a way forward. Having said that, we will stay involved. We will stay engaged. We do have a stake in what happens in that part of the world.
When ISIS sort of burst onto the scene, to many people, it appeared that way, there were some who said, you know, General Colin Powell said in 2003, if you break it, you own it.
Yes.
Are we now seeing that come true?
Some of your listeners may know that in 2002, I passionately said, let's not invade Iraq. Let's finish the job in Afghanistan. Let's be tough, but let's be smart. My point of view didn't carry the day. Once we went into Iraq, I had a responsibility to do my best to help us understand how to rebuild Iraq and how to help that region move in a progressive way. We now see, I think, the results of an ill-formed invasion strategy. But we're where we are. So we, again, must stay involved. We must use every tool at our disposal, including what I call the smart suite of power tools. So that's diplomacy, economic aid, military-to-military connections. In our own example, one of the reasons I pushed really hard for us to stand up for our civil liberties and to show the world that you can be a democratic, peaceful country is that when the world sees us hew to our own principles, then they're more likely to say, you know, the Americans have it right. We ought to follow their example.
Senator, thank you.
Roger, great to be with you.
U.S. Senator Mark Udall of Colorado is running for re-election in November. A longer version of this interview and information about his main opponent, Cory Gardner, are at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.